Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, Lee, when things spin out of control in Chicago, because right, we're going to have an explosion of violence, I want to understand as you see it, it's coming any day now. I mean, beyond what we've seen. I want you to understand what is going on there? Because it's way beyond what people understand. Okay. Beginning of the week, on Tuesday, two illegal immigrants from Venezuela randomly ram an ICE vehicle. And that was driving around. They run from the scene in the car. They throw down the stops, you know, stop strips. They stop the vehicle. They run from the scene. ICE agents pursue them. They've been attacked, okay? ICE was just, they were just driving. They run from the scene. ICE agents apprehend them and they bring them back to the scene. Now, you got to understand something about Chicago. Remember Kash Patel, our FBI director, said last week, look, there's 100,000, 110,000 gang members on the streets of Chicago. Democrats allow them to roam. Some of them are American. Many of them are illegal immigrants. And some of them are Americans who work for illegal immigrant cartel gang members. They've got them stacked up on the roofs now. They're armed and they surveil. So they know where ICE is all the time. This is a war zone inside of America. This is must have been how this felt to serve in Iraq. I'm not kidding. What do you hear? What else went on? So immediately when an illegal immigrant is detained, the street thugs roll in. Some of them are gang members, as we saw last week. The gang leaders, the Latin Kings, send in their thugs. Others are just, I don't even know what they are, paid Democrats, street activists, who knows. But they're all violent, and they all work together. So these illegals start this, okay? This is not, oh, ICE is trying to detain a poor working father. No, the illegals ram the ICE vehicle, run, get apprehended. And very quickly, it's beginning to happen a lot now in Chicago, the crowd begins to form and turns hostile. So the agents have to call for backup. As we know, they cannot count on the Chicago PD for that. They have to call in their own. This is why we need federal troops. We've never seen this before. This is new. That's why Trump's response is new. Quote, this is from Fox News. This incident is not isolated and it reflects a growing and dangerous trend of illegal aliens violently assaulting ICE officers, resisting arrest, and agitators and criminals ramming cars into our law enforcement officers. This is a DHS spokesperson. The fact that this attack was carried out by two illegal immigrants highlights the need for federal enforcement to continue to do their job. So the crowd begins to gather. They're trying to take these two in custody for ramming them. They brought themselves to the attention of ICE, not the other way around. Upon arrival at the scene, officers documented the traffic crash. This is Chicago PD. But because the incident involved federal authorities, the additional Chicago PD supervisors respond to the scene, but they don't do anything. The crowd began to form, and federal authorities were trying to leave the scene, individuals began throwing objects at federal agents. Lee, they're under attack, okay? At which point the federal agents deploy tear gas into the street. This is what they want, because the Democrats, Pritzker, went to a liberal judge, the governor and the mayor, went to a liberal judge and got a ban on using tear gas. Why? So they can attack them. Again, they began throwing objects at the federal agents. These federal agents are completely innocent. They are the victims here. Even 13 Chicago PD members were exposed to the tear gas. Now they're saying, look, the Chicago Police Department got tear gas. These agents are in violation of the judge's order. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, after all of this, then accused immigration, ICE agents of, quote, this was on X, recklessly throwing tear gas into our neighborhoods and on busy streets, including near children at school and CPD officers. He doesn't mention the crowd sought them out after they were rammed by illegal immigrant lunatics.
Well, this is exactly how these liberal progressives look at Israel. No, nobody talks about what happened October 7th. It's like occupation of Gaza and the Israeli military, going after the poor Palestinians. I mean, that's all they want to talk about. They don't talk about the event that precipitated this event.
Now, listen to what they're doing. This is going to drive you crazy, okay? This is how this is getting covered in their media. The use of chemical agents may have violated the judge's order, especially since a federal judge had recently issued a restraining order limiting their use on protesters.
This was not a protest.
No. This was an attack. They literally, all they were doing was driving through traffic. They weren't arresting anybody. They were just in traffic when they were rammed by the illegals. And then the crowd shows up.
And just so happened to be a bunch of people available to be the crowd, right?
They're on call.
Yeah.
This is why they need the iron fence around the ICE facility, but the liberal judge just demanded Trump remove it, and they sent contractors in to start removing it. Last night, I was like, oh my gosh, this is horrifying. I can't imagine being like the wife or the child of an ICE agent or supervisor. I'd be terrified every day. I don't even know how they go to work, Lee, because where are you going to park your car? You got to walk in. Now you don't even have a fence. How do you get into work? I keep waiting to read that. I don't know. Okay, now listen to how NBC News is covering this, right? Everything I just told you, not included. The illegals ramming the car, the angry mob shows up out of nowhere. They're hurling projectiles, including rocks and bricks. Okay, this is how NBC News covers this. This incident on the southeast side is not an isolated incident, but part of an ongoing series of enforcement actions since the Trump administration escalated immigration operations in the region. Enforcement actions in which ICE has used tear gas. They cut out the ramming, the running, and the violent mob that forms as they try to take these illegals into custody. They have to take them into custody. They're going to get rammed again. Now, listen to this. Governor Pritzker, Democrat, condemned the federal agency's aggressive tactics, suggesting that ICE's actions may have violated last week's temporary restraining order against using tear gas. Community leaders echoed this sentiment, with Anna Guajadro of United Workers Center stating, listen to this, quote, we do not welcome ICE in the southeast side of Chicago, the south suburbs of Chicago, the entire city of Chicago, as we will continue to organize and advocate for those who are affected, as we see not only, but also people of color are being racially profiled by unjust actions. Racially profiled? In this action? The only people who got profiled was ICE. They got rammed by the illegals. Yeah. ICE didn't choose which illegals rammed them or what their race was. They just tried to survive. And here's the crazy thing. They would have been, because you and I know this, okay? You do this in a red city.
Oh, please. They'll be bringing body bags.
Yeah. Try this on Hobart Lewis's deputy.
Yes.
Go ahead, try this. Because let me tell you, you're not going to get the tear gas response.
No.
No, you're going to get a bullet salad in your face.
Exactly.
Yeah, and everybody be like, idiot asked for it. That's how we handle things in real America.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that at this point, as the crowd is, you know, throwing projectiles at you, that and if you watch the video of this, it's terrifying. If I was an agent, I would be absolutely terrified because there's only like four of them in the crowd. Lee, there's got to be like 70, 80 of them. And they're throwing stuff and they're getting closer and closer and closer. They're waiting for backup and they deploy the tear gas. And this is described as people of color are being racially profiled by unjust action. What, you're supposed to sit there and let them beat you? No. Stone you to death like it's the Middle Ages or something? So all I'm warning you, this is going to explode. An ICE agent is going to be killed at the rate we're going here or severely injured. So right now, again, Pritzker is, they're saying that the order against using tear gas on protesters, mind you, has been violated. And so now they're saying they're going to go back into court to hopefully restrict ICE agents' use of the tear gas. Now, listen to what Pritzker is saying here, and you can see where they're going, okay? I think what they're working up to is arresting ICE agents.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what he said.
For violating the order, yeah. Yeah. Now, in this, he's saying, oh, well, you know, basically when Trump's gone, man, we'll get you then. We're gonna find you. We're going to get you. We're going to haul you in. We're going to put you in prison. But I think it's coming sooner. I think that you are going to see some kind of clash between Chicago authorities and ICE for the crime of defending themselves by using tear gas. This is why Trump put the fence around the ICE facility. Go ahead.
He sounds like Letitia James, and he'd better hope that he doesn't have any incorrect filings in his his loan applications.
I'm serious. Here you go. So here's Pritzker again threatening to arrest ICE. And I played this on Tuesday, but he said it on Tuesday because of the crowd and the tear gas. Again, these agents are trying so hard at risk of their own life to control these crowds with non-lethal means.
The tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that. But they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run. We're just talking to the state's attorneys and to the attorney general of the state of Illinois about how they can go at this.
Okay, so remember 2 days ago, I played that the first time, okay? I didn't even have the full context then, Lee, of what they're responding to. We do now because it's come out. It's this whole thing. And again, if you're just joining us, two illegal immigrants ram ICE agents, run. The agents catch them, but they're surrounded by a violent crowd throwing rocks, bricks, and other projectiles. They hold them off with tear gas, but the Democrats have gotten an order from a liberal judge saying you can't use tear gas. So that's why he's talking about arresting them. Now, listen to Obama's reaction to this, where he describes this as a little bit of street crime. Just a little bit, and that's the heart of our democracy, really.
When you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection or
a terrorist act,
that is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
Huh? Have you ever heard that before? Have you, Lee?
No.
A little street crime is part of democracy.
Right.
That's new.
I missed that in the U.S. history class.
I did, too. I missed it under the First Amendment.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Folks, meanwhile, the left is seeing this, seeing the violence, they love it, and they want more. The most shocking poll yet from Signal just came out yesterday, CYGNAL, if you want to look it up. 42% of self-identified liberals now say they approve of law-breaking in response to, listen to this, disagreeing with government action. Yeah, we just disagree. We're smarter. We're better. So we're going to go enforce our will. We can't get our way now. But here's the most shocking statistic of all in here. The number that approve of law breaking in response to disagreement, the number of liberals jumps to 60% under the age of 30. They're violent. They love violence. They are inspired by October 7th. They have bloodlust. They're inspired by Luigi Mangione. He's a folk hero now, like Che Guevara once was to another generation of communists. And the Democrat Party knows it. They know how to push their buttons. And that's why you're seeing the street mobs. It all ties together. And here's Chuck Schumer. He knows it. He knows these. They've seen these stats. They got their own internal polling. They don't share with the public. Here he is telling them Trump's a dictator. He's weaponizing the DOJ. Rise up. He means with violence. How else can you mean?
It is just such a hallmark of tyrannical, autocratic dictatorship societies that they use the prosecutorial department as a political weapon. It is a disgrace. And every American, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, moderate, people should be forcefully rising up against this.
Forcefully rising up. So that's real clear. We're not talking about speech here. They push him and push him and push him and push him. And you know what? That's why they're pushing the numbers up. That's why we're at 60% of young people. Young liberals, excuse me, 60% of young liberals in the Signal poll out overnight saying, yes, violence is okay. Lawbreaking is okay if I disagree. A little street crime, former President Barack Obama called it. It's a little bit of street crime. You know, we ding the ICE agent in the head with the brick. A little brain bleed. Yeah, you know, he deserved it. Think about what they're fighting, though, if we disagree. What are they fighting here in Chicago? The mob that surrounded those ICE agents. Again, this is the second time. Happened on Tuesday. What are they fighting? Laws passed by Congress? Laws that have been in place in one form or another since the founding? Those laws? Yeah, pretty much. We're fighting ICE. Trump sentiment? No, he didn't. ICE has been there as ICE since 2003 in Chicago. And before that, they were called the INS. Same guys. Had a building and everything. This is not new. What is new is 60% of young liberals saying, yeah, a little bit of violence is okay if I oppose government action. What government action? Laws democratically passed by Congress. Again, they act like, well, we got no redress. Yes, you do. Change the law. Run on it, please. I beg you, run on it. Tell them how you want open borders. Tell them how you want every pedophile to roam free. By the way, Democrat-controlled Memphis last night, they got another one of those. This is who they're protecting. Here's Attorney General Pam Bondi. Just last night, that press conference yesterday that Donald Trump had with Kash Patel and Pam Bondi, taking credit, and they should, for the incredible job that they are doing, rounding up violent pedophile cartel members. And folks, what did I tell you? So many of the people along the Democrats' human trafficking pipeline are not only cartel, they're pedophiles.
Last night alone in Memphis, there were almost 70 arrests. There were 12 guns seized. And there was a 70-year-old man arrested as a result of our operation in Memphis who raped a child under the age of three. That one case makes everything we're doing worthwhile.
Yeah, just walking around. They're Democrat. They don't care. Folks, I'm telling you, when you move 500,000 children, a lot of them are sex abused because they're sex slaves. A lot of them were kidnapped by the cartels and brought up here. Even hardcore gangbangers, otherwise violent, otherwise don't care if you die of a fentanyl overdose, they can't take it. They can't take it if they're not pedophiles. They cannot watch it. And so they know they have to staff these human trafficking routes with pedophiles. And that's why so many of these people that are being rounded up in Chicago and Portland, you read it, it's incredible. They've got like fentanyl trafficking, drug trafficking, weapons charges, and they're registered sex offenders in America, even though they're illegal immigrants. Or they have previous convictions, or they're awaiting trial on a child sex offense. That's who they staff these networks with because people can't take it. They can't see it. Even hardened gangbangers can't take it. They have flooded our country with these pedophiles. Democrats know it. They don't care. They look at those 500,000 kids. The more damage, the better. They'll need services for life and probably vote Democrat. Win-win. This is what we're fighting. We got to understand what we're fighting and how evil it is. But I'm going to connect all of this. For those of you who listen to the show straight through, you got a real treat coming up. Trump's going to war with Venezuela. Well, last segment, what did I do? Two Venezuelan illegal immigrants, new ones on Tuesday, this is a new incident, surround ICE, ram their car, ran. When ICE caught up with them using a stop stick, the mob, can you imagine this? We have so many law enforcement listen to us. Can you imagine a mob descending on you? Violent mob out of nowhere. Yeah, because the cartels and the gangs have watchers on every building top in these neighborhoods. They're armed and they call in the reinforcements, surrounded these agents. Violence ensued, rock throwing, brick throwing at the agents. They had to fight their way out with tear gas. But let's focus on one aspect of that story. Where did those illegals come from that randomly rammed the ICE officers? Again, the ICE officers were just in traffic. That's it. That's all they were doing. Venezuela. The country Trump wants to go to war with? I'll tie it all together and make it make sense next. Hey, and good morning. All right. To those who listen to the show, my Battleground America podcast, what just happened with Venezuela is no surprise. I told you it was coming. In fact, I told you right after he was sworn in what was coming. The war with Venezuela. And I told you why it would happen. My daughter and I sat there and translated a Maduro speech into Spanish. She speaks fluent Spanish. I wanted to make sure I understood it because I saw it online with captions, with translation captions. I wanted to make really sure I understood because I was like, there's no way Maduro said that. So we sat there and I speak okay Spanish. I did about half the learning of the language with her and then she's got a younger mind. I just couldn't keep up. I said, I think I'm translating, right? She said, yeah, you are, Mom. He said it. Said what? Maduro, the leader of Venezuela. He begged Trump to leave him alone. Why? He admitted that he had sent Tren de Aragua to infiltrate the United States of America on purpose. They even let the reinforcements out of prison. Bragged about it. Remember? It was in the UK Daily Mail. You could still look it up. Bragged about it. They were letting them out. They even said, we're giving updates on how many they were letting out to send over the border. Joe Biden didn't care. In fact, I think they welcomed it. And Maduro said in that speech to Trump, you know, don't tase me, bro. Don't come for me. I didn't have any choice. The Biden administration made me release them. He then said to Trump, this is the part I had my daughter double translate. I'm like, I got to make sure I'm understanding this correctly before I say it on the radio. Maduro said, Biden made me do it. He said, check the records. You will find them inside the FBI. The FBI moved Tren de Aragua into America via safe houses in Colombia. And then he essentially said the equivalent of, well, call me, bro. I'll tell you about it. Well, Trump's not calling anybody. He sees how the Democrats in Venezuela have merged. This is a war. And you can draw a direct line from what happened on Tuesday in Chicago, where to what? Venezuelan illegal immigrants, these ICE agents are just in traffic. They're not even doing anything. Bam! They tried to kill them. They rammed them with a car. Two illegal immigrants from Venezuela. You think that's an accident? It's random? It's not random. The war we're getting ready to fight the Caribbean is literally the same war we're fighting in Chicago. It's the cartels and Democrats on one side, and on the other, it's Maduro and these organized criminal gangs. Why would the FBI under Biden, which is just an arm of the Democrat Party, be so interested in bringing that particular gang here? Remember who Tren de Aragua is. They're a sub-gang of Cartel de los Soles. Tren de Aragua is not like MS-13. It's not like the other gangs. They're just as violent, but they are committed socialist loyal to the party. After the party confiscated the guns from law-abiding citizens, remember they redistributed them. Who did they give them to? De los Soles and Tren de Aragua. Street thugs, enforcers. That's why Democrats brought them. They are committed socialists, not just a mindless criminal gang. See the connections? So Trump and all them are looking at this. They understand it, but it sounds a little crazy. I mean, how can you explain it at a press conference? So what do you say? Well, I'm going into Chicago to clean up crime. Yeah, that's it, crime. What do the Democrats do? They go to a liberal judge. When Trump puts up a fence around the ICE facility, what do? They get the liberal judge to order it taken down. When the illegal immigrant Venezuelans ram the ICE agents and then run, the ICE agents catch them and a crowd comes out of nowhere, hurling projectiles, bricks, rocks, all of it. They have to fight them off with tear gas. What do the Democrats do? They go get an order from a liberal judge. No more tear gas from ICE. What, even if they're surrounded and could be killed by a rock to the head? Yeah, even that. See how it works? Who are those two illegals? Guarantee you there's Tren de Aragua connections. They wouldn't be operating if there weren't. Not in those neighborhoods. How do you stop this? Trump looks at it and goes, okay, well, we sweep through, we wrap up the illegals, we get them. But to really stop it, you got to go all the way to Venezuela and rip it out by the roots. What do we see in the last couple of weeks? Liberal media is never going to put this together for you. You're going to act like Trump's cuckoo for wanting to go to war with Venezuela, but he's not. We saw something incredible. We saw 300,000 pounds of drug precursor chemicals. We watch it on satellite come out of China. They get picked up by the Venezuelan cartels and what? Moved into Mexico. We caught them, so they never got there. Human beings run along those trafficking routes too. Children as well. Now that I've tied all that together for you, headline. Trump administration makes plans for lethal strikes, CIA action in Venezuela. Democrats are going to pretend they don't know why this is happening. They know. The Trump administration quietly authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela, granting the agency lethal authority as part of an escalating campaign to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Why? Maduro's party is a cartel. It calls itself Cartel de los Soles. It is both a criminal enterprise, very profitable, and a socialist party movement. This is what the Democrats are merging with. Trump knows he's got to rip it out by the roots. Got to go right back to the source and kill it. And I mean literally kill it. The move marks a sharp escalation in the administration's campaign to oust Maduro, whom it labels as a narco-terrorist. He is. It follows weeks of U.S. military strikes on boats off Venezuela. They've killed 27 people. The decision follows weeks of rising military activity in the Caribbean as a broader strategy to brand Venezuelan drug dealers as terrorist threats to the United States, allowing military and CIA action. It's part of a wider effort led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, CIA Director John Ratcliffe to remove Maduro from power. Yes, and disrupt what? A major Chinese human and drug trafficking link. Remember, China laundered $300 billion through U.S. banks under Biden in 137,000 transactions. Well, no, every one of those reported by banks, they knew it was money laundering by the Chinese for the cartels. Want to know how many of those the Biden administration investigated? Zero. Zero. This is big international crime. And when Trump goes to war with Maduro and kills him, he's taking the head off the snake of the international Democrat allied cartel violent gangs in partnership with China. It's a war with China, too. It's not just Venezuela. Fascinating, huh? Well, folks, as a record-breaking 60% of Democrats, liberals, self-described liberals, under 30, tell Signal in a poll out yesterday, 60% of those under 30, self-described liberals, say that lawbreaking is okay if they disagree. They don't mean for us. They mean for them. They're still outraged by January 6th, you understand. Nancy Pelosi's computer damaged and all. But, like, you know, if they got mad and want to burn down, say, $2 billion worth of businesses, it's... Yeah, that's a different thing. They should, yeah. Well, we disagreed on January 6th, right? We did. And yeah, I'll admit Nancy Pelosi's laptop did get damaged. But this, folks, 60% say lawbreaking is okay if they disagree. These are the same people who are sponsoring the No Kings rallies. Friend of mine just sent me this one. It's from New York. It's on October 18th at Father Duffy Square. It's the No Kings New York rally because they don't want kings, right? No kings. We don't want any dictators, right? So no dictators. Who's sponsoring it? The Communist Party USA. Oh, they want communist dictators instead of kings. Gotcha. Also sponsored by the New York City Democrat Socialists of America. Got it. So no kings, just dictators. And if the left disagrees, they'll beat you with violence. 60% of them. Got it. Sounds like that's great. That is totally the country I want to live in. How about you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.